The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What can Mona McSherry do? She's proven in the past that she doesn't have the back half speed in the 100, but she certainly has it here. Up in lane one, Palato also involved here. The Chinese world record holder, the defending champion, might go on to win here, but it's going to be a blanket finish for the medals. Smith also getting involved. Can McSherry take something here? She's taken the bronze medal.
That was Mona McSherry claiming the first Olympic medal for the Irish team at the Olympics in Paris last night, and she's not done yet. Journalist Cathal Dennehy joins me now. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it was such a close-run thing. I mean, looking at the video of the touch, it looked like she'd got silver and then it turned out bronze.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows how fine the margins are at this level. And I think it's a testament to everything she's done. You know, she took up swimming at the age of 5 with swim lessons after she fell into a lake in Austria on a family holiday. And from community games to national level to the international stage, you know, it's such a commitment, swimming from a very early age. You really do have to train almost like a professional athlete from the age of like 12, 13. So Mona McSherry has sacrificed so much, but every weight she ever lifted and every lap she ever did of the pool up in Ballyshannon and over at the University of Tennessee, it all paid off last night, because that was the margin, 1/100th of a second, between being a national hero to everyone in Ireland and absolute inconsolable heartbreak. I mean, what a performance from her. Just looking like coming in, you know, even if I don't think anyone was really tipping up Mona McSherry for a medal, even looking at SwimSwam, which is like the definitive swimming website, I suppose, they didn't have her actually making the final. Now, a lot of people, I think, thought Mona could make a final, but to get a medal was absolutely outstanding. And while it might have been a surprise this year, when you look at the caliber of Mona McSherry's career, you know, world junior champion in this event 7 years ago, really is no surprise, because she always had this talent. Once she got a good run of this, she always had the ability to do this. And yeah, it's so brilliant that it's come to fruition.
And it almost might not have been, because after Tokyo, she was pretty shattered.
Yeah, 2022, a lot of athletes talk about that post-Olympic come down. I think she was just mentally, physically burnt out. And, you know, she woke up, she spoke very openly about this in floods of tears. She called her friends back home and she said, I think I'm done with swimming. But she stayed the course, she came back. And I think crucially, she found joy in the process. And I think unless you can really enjoy that process, it's just too much of a time and energy commitment. It takes too much out of you. And unless you can enjoy that day-to-day grind that's professional swim training involves, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. So she found that, and I think what we've seen over the last year is she's truly hit her potential now. And, you know, obviously swimming is kind of often a young person's sport, but at the age of 23, there's no reason she couldn't go on the LA Olympics and try and win another medal, if not later this week in the 200 meter breaststroke.
I mean, the pictures of her are fantastic, and the one on the front of the Irish Times has her with her hand over her mouth and a look of shock and awe in her eyes as she realizes that she's won a medal. And then there are other pictures showing her with the tricolour wrapped around her, and she is enraptured by the feeling of being a medalist. It's fantastic. But as you say, she's not done yet. There is more.
Yeah, heats with the 200 metre breaststroke coming up tomorrow, and then the final will be, I think, Thursday night. But, you know, the 100 metres has always been her strongest event, but given the back end of that race, given the strength she's developed and the way she finished that last 50, it very much indicates that she can certainly be a contender for a medal. It's less likely, it's more likely we'd be looking at a fifth or sixth place finish there, but after the way she swam that 100, nothing is out of the question for Mona McSherry, especially riding that high and the confidence she will now bring to the 200.
Yeah. Now, what else are we going to have today in terms of the different disciplines?
Yeah, well, I think there's lots happening. There's sailing with Robert Dixon and Sean Wadlow. There's badminton. There's rowing. Be very interesting to see there, Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne, how they go, because they're medal contenders. They've got their semi-final coming up this morning. But the big one from an Irish perspective today, and it's a big, big gold medal chance, not just a medal chance, is Daniel Whiffen in the 800-meter freestyle final. That's at 8:02 p.m. Irish time. He comes in as the fastest qualifier. He was just outside the Olympic record in his heats. He said he didn't even go to the legs. He was only at 95%. We're going to see something under 740 this evening. I'm sure of it. And I think we might see Daniel Whiffen. You know, I think if it's not gold, I think it's going to be silver. I think just looking at this, I think there might be one who steps up and beat him, but I don't think there's going to be two or three. So if Daniel swims to potential, there's going to be a second Irish medal in the pool this season, and it could well be gold.
Well, we wish Daniel all the best. I mean, going in as favourite is sometimes a burden to carry compared to being, you know, an underdog or a no-hoper, and then you just swim your heart out and it happens.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think he's 23 years old. He's mature, same age as Mona McSherry, and I think he's done it already. You know, he's won the 800 metres and 1500 metre world titles earlier this year. There was a couple of big names. One of them, Bobby Fink, will be one of his big rivals tonight. He was missing from the World Championships earlier this year, focusing just on Paris. And I think Daniel just brings this incredible level of confidence. It's almost like a not very traditionally Irish thing, but he, you know, he's not afraid to call his shot and then go after it. And he just oozed confidence, speaking to him yesterday after the heat in the mixed zone, that he could go out there and beat the best in the world and achieve what he has long deemed his destiny, which is an Olympic medal. And who knows, it may well even land him on the top of the podium.
And he mentioned, maybe he was only joking, but he said he might even have a go at the open water swimming after his pool events are over.
That's no joke at all. I mean, he's complete unknown quantity in the open water swim. I suppose you could think of it like, you know, if the 800 metres and 1500 metres of swimming is the equivalent of the 5K and 10K in running in track, then the open water 10-kilometre swim is the equivalent of the marathon. People have done that in athletics, and he's going to now try to do that in swimming. You know, he's looking at likely two medals in 800 metres and 1500 metres, but then he's going to go jumping into the Seine a few days later for the 10-kilometre event. And those guys who are specialists in the 10-kilometre event will not be very happy that a guy of the calibre of Daniel Wiffen is stepping up. And, you know, he does a phenomenal amount of kilometres every week in the pool. I think he's going to be a big contender there, but obviously he'll be at the end of a very, very exhausting week after the 800 metres, 1500 metres. But could be one medal tonight. It looks like one medal, and who knows, there may even be a second and third following later in the week.
Yeah, well, Mona might have been pipped to a medal yesterday when we looked like we had a canoeing silver.
Yeah, heartbreak there for Liam Jegu. And he had a similar thing happen back in Tokyo. You know, he got 80, 90% of the way through his run and things just missed the gate, and that was it, game over. And then just heartbreaking, you know, that those penalties, the margins again were seen so fine on the cusp of a silver medal, but the tiniest mistake and then it slips away. But I mean, you have to credit a brilliant performance for him, because especially in qualification, people were looking at that, the way he performed, and thinking, right, he's got no chance. But he stepped up, he performed, and agonisingly close of the ultimate prize.
Yeah. A 2-second penalty moves him from second to seventh. I mean, what?
Yeah.
How do you recover from that? Very difficult, I would suspect. Anyway, Carl,
it is very difficult, but lots to look forward to for him. And, you know, after performing like that, why not come back 4 years later for LA?
Yeah. Now, your blue ribboned events have not even started. In fact, the athletes haven't even arrived at the Olympic Village, because I suppose the track is where your true love lies.
Yeah, it will. That's getting underway at the Stade de France on Friday, and the mixed relay team will be running the heats then, possible final to come on Saturday. And yeah, very exciting times for Irish athletics. You know, obviously, Rashid Adelecki will spearhead the medal hopes. Big chance in the 400 metres. It's still unsure if she will line up for the mixed relay. Final probably looking less likely than likely that she does. But if she is part of that team, Ireland would certainly have a medal chance in the mixed relay as well. But yeah, I think it will be Rashida carrying the hopes for Ireland in terms of medals on the track.
All right. Cathal, look, thank you very much for joining us from Paris. That's Cathal Dennehy.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.